Welcome back. The Friends of the Blue Hill certainly getting ready for an exciting new season, spring and summer just around the corner. And this year with a new executive director, board president is with us as well. So please welcome Jen Klein and Matt Panucci to the program for the first time.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Hey.
Hopefully not the last, though.
No. Every week.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, it's interesting. A big part of the Blue Hills Reservation resides in the city of Quincy. But this is the first time we've had the Friends on, so this is a good opportunity, I think, for folks to learn about your organization, but also maybe about what's in their own backyard when it comes to the Blue Hills Reservation, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
Matt, maybe we can start with you, if you
sure.
don't mind. Just give us kind of a little overview of what the Friends are.
Well, it's funny, Joe, that you'd start off by saying that it's just in our backyard.
Yeah.
And in fact, how many people that we actually, you know, run into that we meet that actually don't know about the Friends of the Blue Hills and actually don't even know about the reservation,
right?
It's crazy. It's 7,000 acres, 125 miles of trails, just 20 miles from Boston. Mm-hmm. And there's still like people waking up every day not knowing about it, which means that we've got a full-time job here to push out everything that we're doing in the great organization that we have.
Yeah.
So the Friends have been around for almost 50 years.
Really?
Yeah, started by some neighbors and friends in Milton, in fact,
okay.
That were concerned about development and concerned about protecting this incredible asset that we have within the six towns of, you know, the suburbs of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's been around for a long time. Kind of got organized about 20 years ago. Our first executive director was hired 20 years ago, and so now we're into our second executive director with Jen joining the Friends.
It's quite a track record, actually, in a 50-year organization to just have two executive directors.
1978, I think the 501c3 was formed,
okay.
And so we're coming up on our 50-year anniversary, in fact.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
How about yourself, Matt? How did you get involved yourself?
Well, we moved to Massachusetts in 2017, and so for us, we didn't know anybody really in the town, didn't know really anybody in Massachusetts, and so for us, this was kind of like how we found our community.
Mm.
So for me, I started volunteering, doing trail maintenance. A lot of people know about Friends of the Blue Hills from trail maintenance and things actually out in the park. So started volunteering in 2017 and then was asked to join the board in 2018.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Been president since 2021.
Okay, yeah. And has it been a positive experience for you?
It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a great organization, great people. You know, the park just does so many things for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's capturing carbon, it's cleaning the air, it's flood control.
Mm.
So there's all of these like ecosystem mm-hmm. services that the park actually provides, and then of course there's amazing people and amazing volunteers and amazing you know, staff, and now ED also out doing work in the park.
Yeah.
So
what's your professional background?
Oh God, been doing international kind of business development for a long time. Have a day job. So this is really for the board is 11 people now.
Okay.
All volunteer board.
Yeah.
So we just love what we do, and this is you know, what we do in our kind of nights and weekends.
Yeah. Do you know what the history of the reservation itself is and when that was kind of established?
It's like a quiz. I'm gonna try my best.
That,
no, I'm just
curious.
Kidding. No, 1893. I
really?
Do. Yeah.
Okay.
So Charles Elliott founded the reservation in 1893 and was really a visionary in kind of like conservation and parks. So this was part of his kind of plan to preserve different parts of Boston and the surrounding communities.
Okay.
So he grabbed land from the Charles, so kind of different aspects of the ecosystem that he wanted to have protected.
Yeah.
And so the high ground was actually the park. Was the Blue Hills Reservation.
Okay.
So this is all the way back in 1893.
Wow. But it's not all contiguous, though, right? It's I mean, the reservation itself is,
right,
you know, encompassed in one spot. But are there other areas that are also considered part of the reservation?
Oh, God, now you're really going to put me on the spot.
I'm just curious.
Yeah,
I don't really
do
that.
Yeah.
But, you know, but you mentioned the Charles River. Is that's part
of the I don't know whether the Esplanade would be all part of Elliott.
No.
Maybe
okay.
You know, Jen.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't
right.
know.
Just curious.
But yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking before the program, and you were asking me how long you've been doing this. And, you know, so I grew up, went to school, have worked all in the shadow of the Blue Hills Reservation most of my life.
Yeah.
It's always been kind of the one constant, you know, in a sea of change.
Yeah.
And it really is pretty much the same, you know, as it has been since it was incepted, right, Jen?
Yeah, very much. Very much so.
What drew you here?
Yeah, so what drew me here is I got involved with the Blue Hills probably in 2014. I was living in Dorchester at the time, living in a condo, and my husband and I got a puppy, and, you know, having a condo with no outdoor space and getting a very active puppy was, I don't know, maybe not one of the smarter things that we've done, but we needed a space to go and exercise the puppy. Otherwise, it was destroying our lives.
Doing what puppies do.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So, you know, I knew about the Blue Hills. I had driven through it, you know, thousands of times, right? Like a lot of people.
Right.
But I really hadn't spent much time there until 2014 when we got this dog. And then it really, at that point, became a daily adventure for me and my dog. And we'd go hike every day after work. And it's been a part of my sort of weekly routine ever since then.
Right.
And until 26 days ago, I hadn't had the privilege of saying that I work for an organization that's, you know, stewarding and taking care of the space.
Sure. But no, is that your background in preservation?
It is. It is. So I've worked for about over 20. I'm aging myself now, saying this out loud.
You were 10 when you started.
But yes. But over 20 years now. So I've been working in the conservation field for a variety of different organizations, both here in Massachusetts, but also where I grew up in Michigan. But more recently here in the Commonwealth, I've worked for Mass Audubon, big statewide organization.
Sure.
And more recently, I was at the Trustees of Reservations for the last 4 years before coming to Friends of the Blue Hills.
Okay.
So my background is definitely in sort of outdoor recreation and conservation. But I'm very excited to be at an organization that's so near and dear to my heart and a place where I spend my free time.
Right. Yeah, it's almost kind of
like coming home.
Foregone conclusion, right?
Yeah.
So the dog came first and the job came second.
Yes.
So you can thank your dog actually for getting
you. Oh,
the
awesome.
Right.
So what are your kind of goals or vision for the Friends going forward?
Yeah, I think my biggest vision is to take my own story and reflect on that. And what I just shared with you is that I'm someone who, you know, lives and breathes conservation and outdoor recreation. And that even though I had been living in Greater Boston since 2008, I really didn't start exploring the Blue Hills till 2014.
Yep.
And so that tells me that if it took me that long to find the Blue Hills, there are thousands of other people who need to find the Blue Hills.
Sure.
And get from that space what I and so many other people get from that space, you know, physical exercise, you know, mental health and wellness. And so my vision for the organization really is to connect more people to the organization, to get us out there more into communities, get more communities coming out to the park, to really instill upon, you know, the next generation, the importance of connecting to nature and having a sense of stewardship.
Yes.
You know, so that the next generation is going to continue to protect and care for places like this.
So what are some ways you think that can happen?
Yeah, so we're certainly going to be, you'll see us out in communities more. We will be having more programming, you know, free programming for people to come out and go on guided hikes. Mm-hmm. You will see us potentially at your local library, like here in Quincy, sharing our message and introducing ourselves or reintroducing ourselves to communities to say, hey, here's who we are. This is where you can find us. Look at all these resources that are here in this wonderful park. So you'll certainly see that happening coming up in April alone. This is the month that
everyone
thinks of like Earth Day. You know, for me, Earth Day is every day, but I like to recognize that for a lot of people, we sort of, you know, put it in the month of April. We have ParkServe coming up on April 20th. That's a big stewardship, you know, trail work kickoff day. happening at Houghton's Pond. The following day, we have Green Up, which is a invasive species pulling event. But we also will have face painting and crafts and fun activities for kids, you know, young children to do at that. And then the end of April, you'll see us at the Boston Outdoor Expo. So we'll be there amongst lots of other organizations helping to spread our message.
Okay. Do you have any kind of statistics for visitation to the park, even just roughly, annual visitations?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. I don't know if we
hundreds
we
of thousands.
Hundreds
yeah,
of thousands.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really hard to track that sort of thing. You know, in other roles I've had, certainly there's things like trail counters and things like that. You can sort of collect some of that data, but it's so porous, right? Blue Hills, there's so many different access points
it so
that
many
people.
Ways. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's really hard to say. But our membership base is around 1,400.
Yeah, 1,400 people
for the Friends.
Yeah,
okay.
Impressive.
Organization's been growing the last few years, but again, as Jen said, you know, earlier, is there's still so much opportunity with you know awareness and bringing more people into the organization.
Yeah, and I mean, a whole generation has probably moved into the greater Boston area, you know, since the Friends was started.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
That don't know about it.
Yeah.
So let's, Matt, talk about the Friends. What do they do? How does one become a member?
Yeah, preserve, protect, and promote the recreational activities in the park. Mission has been pretty pure for the last 40 years or so. The best way to get in touch with us is to come to the website. Okay. Learn all about the organization, learn all about the mission, learn about the staff and the activities, good calendar of different events happening on the website, and that little button up in the corner that says donate or become a member is the way to really kind of interact with us and join the organization.
Okay.
It's a very small fee. It's a $30 fee a year. With a great access point to the organization for newsletters and events that, you know, are coming up in the organization. And just an outstanding community. We do probably over 1,000 volunteer hours, a year. So there's lots of different things that we're doing with volunteers. There's lots of potential committees to join to also bring people, the people that want to do more work for the organization. But really that kind of central point to kind of get in touch with us would be through the website.
Okay, or email as well, right?
Email, yeah. Email as well.
Are there regular meetings? Do the Friends have regular meetings?
We do.
Folks can attend?
We do. I mean, the thing that people probably know best from us is trail maintenance.
Certainly.
Yeah, which we do probably 8 or 9 months a year depending on weather.
Okay.
Probably go out 2 or 3 times a week. Weekends, you know, big groups out on the weekends, corporate out during the week, maybe some smaller groups out. So really hikes and trail maintenance are the people that are the things that people probably know us best for.
Yes, true. Yeah.
And probably bring the most folks out from the organization. Mm-hmm. Obviously anybody can hike in the Blue Hills or do anything in the Blue Hills. It's, you know, it's a property that's open to everybody. But for members, most people really love the hikes and really love the maintaining the trails.
Because it's activity, but it's also socialization, right?
Absolutely.
At the same time,
building community.
Exactly, yeah. What would you say, or if there are any needs or threats to the Blue Hills Reservation that need to be addressed or at least be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think the biggest threat is awareness. Mm. I think that, you know, I wouldn't say there's an immediate threat today, but that awareness is so important because we don't know what kind of threats are going to come tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, after saying that out loud, I mean, when I think of threats like, you know, development or things like that, like things that have been problems in the past aren't immediately there now. Mm-hmm. But then the bigger pressing threat that's affecting our ecosystems everywhere, certainly climate change, is certainly going to affect. It's affecting the park today, and it will affect the park in the future. But I think, again, I'm going to drive that point about awareness because it's so important to engage people today because we don't know what those threats are going to be in the future. And when we need support, we need people to be invested.
people like you that maybe didn't know about it and become aware of it and now appreciate it, right?
Yes,
for
exactly.
what it is and want to preserve it
exactly
for the future. It's state property, right? It's state.
It's owned by the state.
Owned by the state.
Yep.
Okay. Is the state, in your view, Jen, supportive of the reservation?
They are.
Okay.
They are very supportive. It's just a matter of resources.
Yes.
And I think that's where the Friends comes in to help support the work that the state is doing.
Sure. Yeah. Bet you wanted to ask.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, this is it's a great partnership between the Friends of the Blue Hills and the DCR.
Right. Yeah.
But there's only, you know, so many people within the organization, you know, that that can do what we can do, which is really to be kind of boots on the ground in the park.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so it's a real great relationship that we have with the DCR.
Yeah, that's good. Are there educational programs like teaching folks about the ecology, the wildlife, the environment?
There are. Some of the guided hikes we have, I would say, are more social in nature.
Yeah,
really
sure.
just
yeah.
come, let's go for a hike and meet, you know, fellow outdoor enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Others will be billed more towards educational.
Okay.
So it might be birding, it might be, you know, this time of year around frogs, amphibians, things that you're hearing
the
in the woods.
Were
yes,
there,
exactly, right? Things that you're hearing and people are like, what is that?
Yep. No, but invasive species also, right?
Invasive species, yep. Lots of different things.
Sure.
Yeah.
Working with the schools, I'm assuming, in the region?
Yeah, so schools, a lot of schools will bring their classes out independently, and then some schools come out and do trail maintenance days with our volunteer team.
Okay.
Yep.
So the two events, the immediate events coming up are the weekend of April 20th and 21st, right? So
correct.
April 20th, 9 to noon is Park Serve. And then on the 21st, it's Green Up the Blue Hills.
Yes.
Okay. Can you become a member at those events as well?
You can.
Yes, you can.
You bet. Anytime.
Okay.
Anytime, Joe. Yeah, anytime.
Anything else you'd like to share with folks right now about the Friends or about the Blue Hills themselves?
No. I mean, I think just come out to the park.
Yeah.
If you see us out there, you know, say hello.
Mm-hmm.
We're usually out there in blue hats,
blue
shirts that say Friends of the Blue Hills. Introduce yourselves. I'm on day 26, so I'm very new in the organization, but I want to hear from, you know, my goal right now early in my tenure is to hear from our community members.
Okay.
You know, what do you want to see in this park? What do you want to see from this organization? So if you see me out there, stop me.
Okay.
Say hi. Share your vision.
Okay.
Send us an email. I really want to hear from our communities.
Great. Well, hopefully we've got the word out for you a little bit here.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Yeah. Well,
please come back.
Yeah. Yes. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.